The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, the 21st of May, 7:05 in the morning. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, drum roll. Drum roll.
I couldn't find one quick enough.
Drum rolls, because today is Linda Bott's birthday. 39.
You know what's weird? I'm just going to say this. Hey, thank you so much. It's been, thank you for all your birthday wishes and all that other stuff.
Keep going, buddy.
You know what that drum roll sounded like? No, please. No. Thank you. That was a Casio. That was a bad Casio in the mall. Happy birthday sound. But that drum roll sounded like I was going to be executed.
No.
Yeah, I did. That
no,
drum roll was like...
No, that's yeah. Just because it's your birthday and you are always so... I mean, what's
it's
the word
weird.
I'm looking
it's
for?
It's another day on the calendar as
no,
you get
not.
Older.
No, it's not.
And
no, it's not.
Well,
it's a
you know,
day.
We okay. Can we just before we go to the weather? You guys have been hearing our AT&T. We went yesterday to Verizon.
Yeah, we went back to Verizon.
And
there's
we got a designated hotspot. I'm feeding back. What's going on here with me? Feeding back a little bit. Thank you. He's balancing me out. Okay, thanks. We went, and we got a great guy there. He is, he's been there for 13 years. And then another guy named Henry, who like squished the numbers, squashed the numbers, would have crunched the numbers. We got a new designated hotspot. So no more under the water. We will never go through that again. So
well, it was the carrier.
Yeah.
And the lack of bandwidth and all of this that we were promised when we went to AT&T, it was going to be the same.
No,
and
it's not.
Of course, it wasn't. So we're back.
AT&T will get the wrath of Carl in a day or two.
Yeah, after I make sure everything's transferred over.
So anyway, you know, we all know that when you get a new phone, right?
Right. Are you a phone expert, Ben?
When you get a new phone...
A little bit. I used to sell phones at Best Buy, but it's been a few years because a lot of things have changed.
Yeah. So they pair them up where they basically sit them next to each other, but your voicemail isn't set up. And then last night we were there for 3 hours because I don't know if it's a good thing or not, but the Verizon in the store, their system crashed. So they had to make everybody leave. We're the only
Except
ones that didn't leave. Because they started the procedure beforehand, but we had to go through all of these PIN, trying to figure out from AT&T, get permission, and you're speaking to somebody who, you know, we're trying to understand what they're saying, and maybe they don't understand what we're saying when you're calling corporate, which is I don't want to say that, but I think that's probably outsourced. You know, a lot of things today are just outsourced. So there's phone banks in other areas of the world, and it was very difficult. So we're doing all that, and Jeff had stayed with us for 3 hours, and Henry was in and out. Anyway, so we got, and in fact, I'm going to go back and probably buy my new Apple iPad / computer with a keyboard. So I think that's the route I'm going, and I've been with my Apple Pro for years, and then here in the studio, I got to tell the story. I'm sorry, just let me have my moment.
It's your birthday. Do anything you want.
So you know, usually when everybody comes, we make sure that when they're here that they have a lid on their drink. So I had a bottled water one day, and I had basically my new 15 Pro iBook, and maybe I was in year two or year three, and my bottled water, I hit it, and it went into my keyboard. So we call Brad. He puts it in rice. I guess that's how the rice is supposed to suck out any kind of, you know, water residue, and it was just, it was fried. This is why when it comes to any kind of electronics, you don't, you always have covers on your water or anything like that. So I ended up having to then get a refurbished iPad. So this one I have now is probably, what, 10 years old with a refurbished. I don't know. I can't. I usually use Safari. I've gone so far that I can't even do any upgrade in Safari, so I have to go into Firefox. Anyway, long story short is that I'm going to do something different, and it's really hard. I don't know for you, for anybody listening, that the older you get, that, you know, it's almost like the complexity is just exhausting. So this morning, I'm trying to, my voicemail wasn't set up, and I was getting calls on my old phone, which is literally not, I don't know when it's supposed to, like, turn off to transfer. Anyway, so thank you to Verizon. They hung in there with us. Our bill is way less expensive because until the 26th of May, guys, they've got a sale going on, and no, we're not getting paid for that. They've got some kind of, like, what's it called? It's anyway, we're getting less than it was when we were with them 2 or 3 years ago, and we've got our hotspot, two phones, two brand new phones, which what I'm saying is that we got the Pro 16, and then I'm going to go get my new computer. So why am I telling you all this is because it's frustrating, and you get that, like, craziness of what happens when you can't get plugged in. And that happened with AT&T when we first started, and I would tell people, and we were falling out. We'd drive out to Palo Cedro, we would fall out, and Carl would be underwater, and I'd get frustrated. People would call Carl, he'd be back in his office, and it would be underwater.
I couldn't talk in my own office.
It'd be like, bleh, you know. So anyway, I don't know why I'm saying that, but that's welcome to the show this morning. Good morning, everybody.
just turn it loose. There,
turn it
kiddo.
Loose. 93 today. Going to go out to the horse after the show and see our beautiful, beloved, amazing horse, Odina, who gives me such great pleasure. And boy, have we been through a lot with her. Sunny with high near 93, mostly clear skies, overnight lows of 58. Tomorrow, 86. So we go down just a little bit, and then 85 on Friday. This weekend calls for 92 and 93. So a beautiful, beautiful days ahead of us with anything interesting in all that you're doing. Wow, it's going to be a great day to go out and garden or do outside activities. You may even want to start kayaking. And get your boat in the water and all that other good stuff. And the weather is brought to you by our friends in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they do give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
This is the weirdest thing. Okay, what? On the new phones.
Oh.
I'm trying to put a message in here about your birthday.
Well, and, I can't even, you know, get into Facebook.
No, it's typing. It's not the problem. But usually you can say, okay, now it's here a place to put an image in.
Oh.
Oh. And I want to, okay, now I got it. Yes.
Well, okay. So, you know, I actually can get on the Facebook in my computer, but it's the, you know, yeah, we'll figure it all out. But anyway, so that's the okay. Deal, and we wanted you to know that Verizon was really nice, and they welcomed us back because, again, the reason we left is because we called corporate, and corporate, again, we couldn't understand it, and we were like, you guys, what's going on? So, again, we talked about this yesterday, that we love being able to deal with people locally, and when we called REU, because our electrical bill went up, and we love being with REU. And you know what? When you buy a house, you don't really think about PG&E and REU. So we've been in our house like 20 years, and I appreciate so much for our friends that are with PG&E and with REU, because we called and they were able to explain what had happened. And so I want you to know, Carl, that I am like really, really watching what I'm doing with the air conditioning and the heating and turning it off and other things like that, because we do have an older home, 60 some years old, 70 now, And we still have some single-pane windows, I'm ashamed to say. And we have two air conditioning units.
But they're not broken.
No, but it's a long house. We have two units. And, you know, it's, one of the units is probably very old. And we just kind of, you know, piecemeal that, by the way. Hey, it's 7:15. What happened? What are we doing today, Carl? Thank you for all the birthday wishes and all that good stuff. Blessed to be here. Blessed to get through just a wonderful experience with the rodeo. We talked about that. Who's on today?
Well, it's the Sheriff's Department's going to join us.
All right.
And it'll be somebody else at 7:30.
Okay,
and
excellent.
But we've got to take a quick break. And happy birthday, my
love.
Oh,
it's just great.
Okay, we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change in your home or business? Let us be your design partner at Design Time and Tile. We have a large in-stock selection of Shaw carpet, Shaw luxury vinyl tile and hardwood flooring, granite and quartz countertops, and more. From materials to fabricators to installers, we have the largest showroom selection in the North State, plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time for your free consultation at designtime.store or call 241-8693. Voted best in the North State. Join us for the annual Strawberry Festival this weekend at West Valley High School. We're serving up pancake breakfast, arts and craft booths, displays of antique tractors, classic cars, hot rods, trucks, motorcycles, lots of free entertainment, and of course, our famous generous helpings of strawberry shortcake and ice cream. It's fun for all, and admission and parking are free. This Saturday and Sunday, West Valley High School on Happy Valley Road in Cottonwood.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300 a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Come down to Spin That Wheel and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $300,000 anniversary swipe to win drawing. Come spin the super prize wheel for a chance to win up to $300,000 and more. Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday through May, starting at 7 p.m. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of...
What's that voice?
Of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1468.
Don't
Your
tell
talk
me
radio
won.
Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I got it right here. You want to know who won?
Don't tell me. No. Don't tell me who won
I'm
the voice.
I'm going to tell you who won
no,
the voice. I'm
no,
telling you. That's
no,
your birthday
no.
present.
No, I started to watch it and I couldn't stay up because at 9 o'clock it seems like, what is it? That they had it on at 9 or was I watching a, I don't know, but I started to watch the recap. And then it started off with, Carolyn Ogilvie just came back from, should we put her on? She just got back from Scotland.
Scotland.
Through.
Come on in here,
through
Carolyn.
Through Shasta College.
Come on in
Somebody
here.
Somebody, I was, yesterday I was getting my nails
Since our
done.
Since our other guest didn't show up, Matt didn't
yeah,
show
yesterday
up.
Yesterday I was getting my nails done and somebody, it could have been a friend of yours, but I couldn't see because it was, thank you. It was through the walls of the place I go to, and they were talking about, and she goes to Shasta College, and that she takes these trips, so you could just get on a bus at Shasta College, and they take you, and she went to Scotland. I don't know. I was thinking, is that my friend Carolyn Ogilvie?
Yes, it was.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
so
let's hear about it.
How was Scotland?
It was amazing. We did, Shasta College arranges it with international travel, with Colette Travel.
Uh-huh.
And they do international trips now. So last year they went to Ireland. This year they have Scotland. We just got back. And they have Madrid, Spain, I believe Greece, and a couple of domestic trips as well. And besides their local trips, we're going to Shakespearean Festival June 1st.
Are you going around and being their advocate?
No, I haven't.
But you should be. You should be like, I am representing Shasta College because... So let's talk about, is this your first time out of the country?
Yes.
And the first time for Ted?
Yes.
All right.
Well,
so
not for Ted, because he was in the military.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Our Marine. I don't
our
know
Marine,
why I asked.
Yes.
So share with us what the experience was like going with the bus and the Shasta College group.
Oh, it was amazing because Colette, with the college, they arranged everything. We got picked up actually in Reading. A van picked us up. There was six of us going from Reading. They drove us to Sacramento. We flew from Sacramento to L.A., picked up more people in L.A., then from L.A. went to Amsterdam to Glasgow, Scotland.
Ooh!
Yeah, so it was great because for never doing anything, I was so scared and so nervous. They had everything prearranged, prefigured out. Just, it was amazing for us.
How were the accommodations?
Oh, great.
Oh, man.
Great. We got breakfast.
Hello. What I'm saying, is that our David?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Hang on just for a second. David, do we have an announcement?
Happy birthday, Linda!
Oh! Well, thank you so much because we know that Jen
is due
is
any
ready
day
to pop
now.
Her baby.
So, any
day now.
Right. Any day. That's what we thought you were calling about.
I thought,
yeah. Yeah, that's
to make
what.
The announcement of the baby being born.
Yeah, on Linda's birthday. It was bonus time for you, buddy.
Oh, you guys, thank you
Thanks,
so much.
Dave and Jen.
Okay. Dave and Jen have been a real addition to addition to this station.
To our family.
And they have Shasta Curations downtown. And Jen, I love her story. It's like very much like yours. She is 30. I'm sure she doesn't mind this. 38, just always wanted to have a baby, never thought she could, and then all of a sudden she's pregnant.
Hallelujah, that was mine.
Hallelujah, like you. So yeah. She's just had a seamless pregnancy.
Oh, praise God.
And yeah, and just joyful and is beautiful with child inside, you know.
Awesome.
We're just waiting. She was at the rodeo.
Oh my.
She said, maybe if I had more activity and I kept walking up and down these bleachers, the baby would come because I wanted to come.
I told him he was in the bonus round and she has the baby today. So.
She's got till midnight.
All right, she's got
okay,
till midnight.
Going back. See, Shasta College sets these trips up, and it was down to Alcatraz was one, and they've got all these other.
Yeah, that was a day trip. Yeah, they have lots of day trips. They just went to Fioli for Mother's Day. And then, like I said, in June 1st, we're going to Shakespearean Festival in Ashland. And then, like I said, they've got Spain and Portugal this year coming up, Greece coming up, and I believe two domestics, New York and another one. So, and then we'll see what's exciting for next mm-hmm. year, but I just loved it because, like I said, I was very nervous going out of country, but they had everything. Colette worked with the college. They get us all this package. They had everything figured out for us, so
great.
It was amazing.
Did you happen to stop by a Scotch distillery maybe once?
I don't know if Ted got to, possibly. I know he got to have his whiskey.
Okay.
So he enjoyed that very much.
How about, and so Scotland, okay, we're in Ireland, so I couldn't ask him about his Guinness trip.
Yeah, no
Guinness. Did you wear kilts all the time?
No, he did not.
He did not.
We are having one made
oh.
for him. We
oh, in his tartan color, huh?
His tartan color. We got to go to an actual shop where they hand make them. So, frankly, in July, we'll have it.
We had an event at our house, and Ted came with his kilt. And we had our kids there, and I don't know, what was Michael,
several
maybe 10,
years,
maybe
years,
Michael was
yeah.
9 or 10,
eight
and they
years
just
ago.
Were mesmerized.
Well, for Carl's birthday, you know, that's in August.
Yeah, that's
after
what
we get,
it was.
After,
yeah.
we get yeah. after we get the kilt.
That's right, that's right, we're going to do that.
Yeah, it was my 70th birthday.
That's right, yeah. that's right, he was there. And
that's when the birthdays start counting, not your little piddly one you got today. That's nothing. You've
got
years.
I got time before the big one.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for joining
well,
us.
Thanks for having me.
And happy travels. And how was the airfare and
the whole trip was very great. I mean, uh-huh. we did KLM was the main travel.
Right.
We did Delta for the American, you know, the States. So it yeah. was fabulous. We got
oh,
meals
man.
On the plane.
It oh,
was like,
wow.
Yeah. It was really
well,
great.
Well, when they were hiring me, I was being hired for a job in Europe, and they asked me where I wanted to be located at, headquartered at, and they thought London or, you know, and I said Amsterdam. And they went, Amsterdam. I said, yeah, first of all, you've got a major airliner hub there, KLM, and which is a great airline.
Oh, yes.
And their internet back then was one of the best in the world.
Well, that's what's amazing.
And it was, you know, and it was reasonable living there. I mean, you go to London, it was going to be crazy. So
well,
they said, okay.
And that's what Colette did for people. They could add on 4 days in London with this Scotland trip.
Yeah.
So a few people that we met extended their trip. Mm. And they, like I said, they get them all back home. So
yep.
it was amazing.
Yeah, that's the big thing. Get you over with all your stuff and get you home with
Hallelujah.
All your stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
So
well,
give,
thank you.
Give Ted a hug for us.
I will. Thank you guys so much. We just came by to say from Ted and I, happy birthday, Linda.
Ooh,
all right.
So
you guys
nice.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shasta
Thanks,
College.
Carolyn. Okay. Well, our guest today, I thought I had scheduled. So I sent him a text and a phone call. So maybe I was wrong, but I wrote it down a long time ago. So we're going to take a quick break, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst, 3208 South Market Street. There is nobody better at repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst, the Windshield Whisperer, as I call him. He's been at this for 30 years. He brings your vehicle into a climate-controlled atmosphere and puts a special mixture of stuff in there, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. He can fix it and guarantees for the life of the windshield. For a free inspection and analysis, bring your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street. Give Jeff a call, 530-241-8373 for an appointment. You're not going to be sorry. Everybody that we've sent down, everybody we've talked to, everybody is really happy with the quality of service provided by Jeff Horst. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And we'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 18th Annual Taste of Reading 2025, Sunday, June 8th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Get ready to experience an unstoppable force and the youngest record-breaking country star, Gabby Barrett, in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Saturday, June 28th. Saddle up and boogie down to number one hits like The Good One and Pick Me Up. Tickets for this event start at just $40 plus fee. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community. I want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
All right, welcome back. Yes, we did have a guest. You texted him.
I did.
Can't help that, huh?
No, I'm just trying to, it is.
Let's go back to Ben.
Go back to Ben.
What day of the week is it?
It is National Waitstaff Day.
Waitstaff Day.
Oh, well, there you go, buddy.
Yep.
So, what would you say? Did you have
comments made it?
Okay. I'm not saying.
Okay.
Did you have a favorite place? I guess that's kind of hard to say. You could say yes or no, because you've been a very successful server.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't really had a favorite place. It's just every place is different.
But you enjoy it because
I make good money. But no, I like
you're a people person. Ben.
I like to be around people. Yeah,
you're a people person. Yeah,
and you get to celebrate with people and.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when we talk about national, what's it called again?
Waitstaff Day.
Waitstaff Day. I think that it's really important that people be kind to your server because you don't know what's happening back in the kitchen.
Exactly.
And they're doing the best they can. What if somebody, you know, we don't know if something's accidentally burned, something's broken, or something, they ran out of something, or what's happened? You don't. I love watching The Bear. Do you like watching The Bear?
I haven't watched it too much.
Okay. Because it's left, you know, we don't know that when they're going left, around the corner. Do you guys do that?
Yeah. You know, run door, you know.
Yeah.
Behind.
So you're not running into somebody.
Yeah.
And it's so important about the timing.
It is. It's very important.
Do you get the, since we're talking about it, here you're being the best possible server, but the kitchen is so screwed up, but they can't reach back and smack the kitchen, so they smack you. There's people you're serving.
No, I mean.
Do they understand that it's not your fault?
For the most part, I mean, as long as you explain to them, you know, what's going on, like, hey, you know, maybe somebody's out of the kitchen today, we're down a person. For the most part, most people are pretty understanding. You know, as long as they have some kind of communication and they know what's going on.
Well, you know what? That's true. If you tell me in the back, say, hey, look, we're having some this going on and we're going to have, you know, it's going to take a little bit longer. Yeah. Then if you're prepared for it, that's fine. But if you go in there expecting to have everything, you know, as usual.
Yeah. And, you know.
Yeah. Then it doesn't happen.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just communication, really. And like I said, 90% of the people are more accommodating, so.
Well, that's good.
So you're going to have to show me later what I'm trying to do, what I've done this morning. Which, you know, I'm having, I don't know, is Mercury in retrograde? Our astrologer let us know because I've been trying to, you know, get in touch with people and thank them for kind words on Facebook. But what I'm writing to them isn't coming up to me, so I don't know if I'm spelling correctly. You know what I'm saying. So when I press send, it's going, but I'm not seeing it. So afterwards, because, you know, you know how to do this stuff, right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I should be able to figure it out.
So anyway, we've got...
we've got a lot of things.
A lot of things going on.
Last night at the city council, they were discussing the riverfront specific plan. And I haven't had a real chance to go over this, but there were seven different options they came up with. They'd had a project update and a lot of community engagement in here. Seven vision elements were developed. And those range from, and I'm getting a lot of this out of Channel 7, but range from creating a healthy and resilient natural environment to respecting the past, present, and future of the indigenous community. Other elements include environmentally sensitive and economically viable arts, cultural, entertainment venues, world-class recreation activities, and other things. Now, a lot of community members were commenting on this. Part of it was that how 44 is going to be redesigned. And Aaron Hatch had a comment here because I was reading what they were talking about. And Hatch says, I can't get my mind around that 44 turned it into a street. And I can't get an idea of how the traffic and circulation is going to work. I'm not opposed to it, but I really don't get it. And that was the kind of thing I was looking at. Are they planning on doing something to 44? I mean, it's a main thoroughfare coming into Reading. Are they talking about doing something different there? Well, that's why we need to get Barry Tippin on and let Barry explain this. Explain it to me.
Explain it to us.
Concerns were raised about the potential construction of a 90-foot buildings along the Greenbelt area near Mosaic and Sundial Bridge. I never even saw that one. Anything like that. Councilman, I need Paul DeNuca to maybe get both of them on at the same time. And as DeNuca says, I think the community was pretty strong in saying that they didn't want residential on some of the parcels. So I'd like to certainly go back and look at the comments again and see if what we have there is consistent with what the community wanted. And the council approved the presentation, and the city staff, along with the consulting team, will now prepare a riverfront-specific plan. They want to provide some of the diagram says provides a dedicated space for major public, civic, arts, cultural, and sports venues that serve the needs of the recreation. Civic, that is so big that you can put the rodeo in there.
Right.
That one is raising a little bit of consternation. Is what does that mean? So the Reading Rodeo is from it take its location, and then it would be like an indoor. It'd be an indoor rodeo.
But they could maybe they could at the visual of aspect of perhaps they could pull back. You know,
we're getting ready to put a lot of money into that rodeo arena, the Reading Cowboy Association. Reading Rodeo Association is getting ready to put a lot of money into that to rehab all this. So it'll be interesting to see what the higher-ups, and I haven't had a chance to talk to Ted or Barron or any of the guys up in the decision-making areas of the association.
Mm-hmm.
But there were some bunch of emails going back and forth last night.
Oh.
That were some concerns on it. If they want to do something like that, where it'd be kind of like the Thomas Mack Arena, where you can have a variety of different events, everything from basketball to rodeos in
right.
there.
Year-round.
Year-round. So it's, and then, you bring in all the dirt. Everything has to be brought in, as you know. You've seen it.
We've watched them
setting it up. Everything.
Yeah. We learned about.
I'm sorry.
No, we just learned a lot about why we were at the NFR, and I would love us to interview somebody about what happens at these rodeos when they bring in the dirt, like at NFR, and they actually. Like twice a day, test the soil.
Take temperature.
Turn
take the soil. Take the temperature of the
soil. It's fascinating because
the humidity.
Realize, oh my God, they've got a basketball game in 2 weeks. What are you doing?
Well, they're bringing in all this dirt, and then they have to get rid of all this dirt. And then all the chutes, everything that comes in where the animals are coming in. I mean, this is a big, is it impossible to do? Obviously not, because you've got a lot of venues that are indoors. But it takes away that outdoor feeling, that bucking on the river thing. So, I don't know if this is what's going to be the final plan or not, but at least they're moving forward on this. But the bottom line is, what is it going to look like down there? Is there going to be housing? Is housing going to be more on the south end they're talking about, the Kutcher side? Well, that's privately owned property. He can do anything
right.
Pretty much he wants to. But he also has expressed an interest in making sure it all looks good and all ties in together. Putting another hotel across 44 from the Sheridan. Another quality hotel, and then there could be a long Park Marina Drive. Is that something that, where the river is, that they can put, market-priced housing in there, townhouses mm-hmm. and people we know that live in townhouses that are, $300,000, $450,000, $500,000, $600,000 townhouses on the river. Yeah. We'll see. Okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a community bank.
Wonderful locations.
Wonderful locations, four branches.
Went to the one in Hartnell yesterday, down in California.
California, Hartnell, and one down in Anderson on Venice. They are merging beginning of July with Plumas Bank, and that'll be 19 branches they have. I kind of think of Cornerstone as when you walk in, is that they know your name when you walk in. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night, opening on May 14th at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership, from grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Building, remodeling, or just need a change in your home or business? Let us be your design partner at Design Time and Tile. We have a large in-stock selection of Shaw carpet, Shaw luxury vinyl tile and hardwood flooring, granite and quartz countertops, and more. From materials to fabricators to installers, we have the largest showroom selection in the North State, plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time for your free consultation at designtime.store or call 241-8693. Voted best in the North State. Join us for the annual Strawberry Festival this weekend at West Valley High School. We're serving up pancake breakfast, arts and craft booths, displays of antique tractors, classic cars, hot rods, trucks, motorcycles, lots of free entertainment, and of course, our famous generous helpings of strawberries, shortcake, and ice cream. It's fun for all, and admission and parking are free. This Saturday and Sunday, West Valley High School on Happy Valley Road in Cottonwood.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 21st of May, 7:50 in the morning. Oh, gosh. It's going to be a beautiful day, it looks like.
Absolutely. Okay.
In fact, so, the whole weekend.
Yeah. 93 today. Gosh, tomorrow, 86, Friday, 85, Saturday, 92, 93-ish. No showers, no high winds. What a beautiful day for a ride, to garden, to go outside. Book your houseboats, Holiday Harbor. Thank you so much. I just have to shout out to Holiday Harbor. You know, we did the Chicks and Chaps, breast cancer fundraiser on Friday, and I went to Kevin at Holiday Harbor, and I said, would you donate? And this is the generosity of them. They did a three-night, four-day trip for that fundraiser, and we appreciate that because we know the funds. This is the giving part of our community. We got a beautiful thank you, Holiday Harbor. That we love to go there. It's a harbor of choice. It was ran by for years veteran-owned. You know, some of the same people have been there.
Oh, yeah, the
for
owner
30,
was,
35,
yeah.
40
the owner,
years.
The owner was a veteran, Vietnam
yes.
veteran.
Yeah.
And now I think it's the son that's running
yeah.
it.
Yeah, so integrity. And, you know, we just want to thank the Backcountry Horsemen. They donated a full-day ride. Chief Barner, Chief of Police, a day of fishing with Chief Brian Barner. We had Heather Hadwick. A day with her going down to the Capitol.
You go down to the Capitol,
yes.
have lunch with her, and then a tour of the Capitol.
That was an auction
I
item.
Think that would be really cool.
Yes, absolutely.
First of all, Heather is very personable, but also getting kind of like that tour behind the tour of
right.
the Capitol.
And then we did
done that once.
We did a beauty basket or a beauty, like a romance trip. Urban Retreat donated a wonderful basket with a side-by-side massage. Etc. And then we coupled that with a night at the Sheraton and a $100 gift certificate from Mosaic. So that was a beautiful gift. And then of course Four Winds Jewelry and Goldmart. Let's not forget Goldmart. They donated a beautiful pair of opal earrings that went into the silent auction as well as a beautiful gold pendant. So thank you Goldmart and thank you to Four Winds Jewelry. Who donated a gorgeous Navajo one-of-a-kind piece. So we had a turquoise
beautiful.
Piece that was a big bolo tie the size of a man.
I was concerned that you were going to be bidding on it
from
the side
to.
There. And the lady that won it was so happy.
And Lee Luft, thank you for being auctioneer. And Carl.
What can you say about Lee?
No, I mean, it was just.
Lee is just one great guy.
And Dr. Lawrence Strickland and Bobby Milhouse. We were at an event last night. We'll talk more about that later. But so Bobby.
Not with me in the room.
Yeah, so Bobby Milhouse is going to be the choreographer for the upcoming Dancing with the Stars, which is going to be in October. So we were at an event last night watching him as they release the new people that are celebrities that are teaming up to and it's going to be a different deal this year, and I have to say, being involved with them for years for One Safe Place, they are really doing it in a way that's organized, and they're going, each couple is going to be dancing for a certain arm of what's happening and fundraising for that arm under One Safe Place. So that's going to be very interesting and a wonderful night. Mark your calendars for March 18th for that. You got some headlines here in the last few minutes.
Well, have you been at all been following this P. Diddy case? I would just tell you the absolute truth. I have not. You know, you can't miss it because it's everywhere. And it's everything. He's been in jail now for, gosh, what, a year at least? And it's rape allegations, male and female, drug-fueled parties, assault on his girlfriends, beating up, you know, threats, hanging somebody off the side of a building. These are all allegations, of course, and but still, I mean, now the thing about it is so many people, A-listers, went to P. Diddy parties, and I remember reading a story, and it was a separate story about Denzel Washington, who was, you know, just ordained a minister, by the way. That somebody saw him at a party at P. Diddy's, and he was in P. Diddy's face and angry and left. And then he told some other young actors, his advice was, if you want to go to a party there, that's fine, but be out of there before 10 o'clock. Now, I don't know if 10 o'clock was the magic hour or what, but he said be out of there by 10 o'clock because strange things started happening. But there's so many of these A-listers that went to the parties there, and then they find out that this guy, Diddy, was videotaping, secretly videoing people at the party in different rooms. So there's some concern going on there. It's kind of like the Weinstein of the music set. And of course, Weinstein is getting retried, and he's getting retried. If he lasts through that, I mean, he's a pretty sick guy. But then you had Epstein, who conveniently hung himself in jail with all that, and so they're supposed to be releasing all the black books with all the names of the people that had traveled down to Epstein's, you know, Lolita Island or whatever it's called. The Lolita Express. I rode the Lolita Express, but I didn't know it was called that, and I had my wife with me. So, that kind of thing. Anyway, so those are just things that, I mean, just, it's that periphery thing that just is just kind of like, rah, all that stuff's going on. But the important thing here is in the last couple of minutes is Chipotle's announcing a new 3-month program that's going to give away more than $1 million in free burritos to Chipotle Rewards members this summer. That can't be bad.
No, but I got something that I think is really cool, and this is about somebody like, what do I do with my life? I'm retired. I don't know what to do. So a former, this is in Good News, by the way. I like to every now and look at the Good News Network. A former social worker in Canada is enjoying his retirement in a very similar way to how he enjoyed his long career, by listening to people. Listening to being like the stranger on the airplane in the seat next to you. Paul Jenkinson is currently on a cross-Canada tour where he shows up, sits down, and listens to anyone about anything. So he just pulls up a chair at a table. You know, good listening is a skill rarely found in the world. And during a career as a registered social worker in Nova Scotia and a spokesperson for Advocates for Care of the Elderly, it was part of the job description. I will listen isn't an event. It's just two folding chairs as a wooden and a wooden cafe table, but it's coming to a town near you. Is that great?
Yeah, but then see at the end of it, I mean, you give advice, you just listen. Well, cause sometimes that's all people want to do is have somebody listen.
Right.
By the way, as long as we're giving shout-outs, Totally Trucks again.
Oh, yeah.
I love doing business with Totally Trucks. Those guys and girls down there, they're
great customer service.
Oh, super customer
again,
service.
Again, locally
down there.
Owned.
Yeah. And so I got a tonneau cover for my truck. And
that folds up.
Yeah. Which kind of completes it, except for one other thing is there's a couple of, there's a drawer system, a pretty simple drawer system. And when I called them, you know, they looked it up on, they don't carry it at Totally Trucks, but you know what? They ordered it for me and it's going to be in today or tomorrow to get that system in there. It's the kind that, my brother Ted Lighty uses, and, you know, so that you can keep things in the back of the bed of your truck without them getting wet. So, anyway, another local business. All right, we're going to take a break from the news, and when we come back, we have the sheriff's office with us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. They worked the night shift. House lawmakers working on the president's big, beautiful bill that would, among other things, extend 2017 tax cuts. Yesterday, the president visited Capitol Hill, hoping to convince GOP holdouts to support the bill that would include $25 billion for a missile defense system that Mr. Trump calls the Golden Dome. The president asked whether the Pentagon brass is on board.
Well, let me put it differently. I suggested it, and they all said, we love the idea, sir. The way it's got to be, right? But they want it, and they wanted it badly once it was suggested. I don't know if they ever thought they would be lucky enough to have it, but we were able to get it done, and we have all the funding, so pretty much tucked away. I think most people feel it's very important.
Mr. Trump says it would protect the entire continental U.S. from aerial attack. A Virginia congressman has died. Democrat Jerry Connolly, who announced last year that he suffered esophageal cancer, died peacefully at home this morning, surrounded by family. He was 75. The Senate has voted to eliminate federal taxes on tips, a Trump campaign pledge.
Democrat Senator Jackie Rosen of Nevada brought the bill to the floor with the expectation that it would be blocked, but Texas Republican Ted Cruz declined to. It passed via unanimous consent. Cruz noted in his floor remarks in support of Rosen's unanimous consent request that Nevada's senators relayed that roughly 25% of Nevada's workers rely on tips. Rosen said that the Silver State has more tipped workers per capita than any other. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Five down, five to go. Five of the 10 inmates who broke out of a New Orleans jail last Friday have been recaptured. A jail maintenance worker is accused of helping them escape. On Wall Street, the Dow down 367 points, the Nasdaq 5 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Mike Gallagher here, host of the Mike Gallagher Show. If you know me, you know I only put my name behind people and companies I trust. When it comes to mortgages, I trust Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. They're not just friends. They've done loans for me, my family. I've seen firsthand how they treat every client like their family. And these days, that personal touch really matters. With the cost of everything up, you might be looking for ways to free up cash. Maybe you're thinking about a cash-out refi or HELOC to finish some home projects, consolidate debt, or just get ahead financially. Fellowship is a full-service direct lender, not a broker. They cut out the middleman. That means faster decisions, fewer fees, and less stress. Whether you're buying your first home, downsizing, or refinancing to get some breathing room, they'll tailor fit the loan to your life. Get started at fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, equal housing lender, NMLS number 819382.
A school bus in southwestern Pakistan, the target of a suicide car bomber. Five people, including three youngsters, were killed. At least 38 other people wounded.
A local deputy commissioner says that the attack occurred in Khuzdar, a district in Balochistan province, as the bus was transporting children to their school in a nearby city. No group immediately claimed responsibility, though suspicion is likely to fall on ethnic Baloch separatists, who frequently target security forces and civilians in the region. The district has been the scene of a long-running insurgency, with an array of separatist groups staging attacks, including the outlawed Balochistan Liberation Army, designated as a terror organization by the U.S. in 2019. I'm Charles Delevingne.
Japan's agriculture minister has resigned because of political fallout over his remark that he never had to buy rice because he got it from supporters as gifts. Many saw the remark as a sign he was out of touch with economic reality. Townhall.com. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says he hopes the U.S. withdrawal from the World Health Organization will serve as a wake-up call.
Kennedy sent a pre-recorded video message to the World Health Assembly on Tuesday. In it, he criticized the World Health Organization as becoming mired in bureaucratic bloat, entrenched paradigms, conflicts of interest, and international power politics. Kennedy also said the organization worked with China to promote the false claim that COVID originated from bats or pangolins rather than from Chinese government-sponsored research at a bio lab in Wuhan. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
A Massachusetts federal judge ordering U.S. officials to retain custody and control of a dozen migrants allegedly deported to South Sudan. Judge Brian Murphy has yet to rule on whether the deportations violate court orders, or hearing on that scheduled for today. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. All over the world, you can run, but you can't hide. Today is the 21st of May, 2025, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And today's Linda's birthday. Ta-da!
Thank
ta-da.
You. Thank
Ben's
you.
At the helm. Good morning, buddy.
And good morning.
And it's National, gosh, what, Servers Day?
Waitstaff Day.
Waitstaff Day. Okay. That's it?
So when it's your birthday, do you ever think about your mom and what she must have gone through when she delivered you?
Not a bit.
I thought about that a lot today.
Now, women are superior. That's part of what they do.
I just think about her carrying me.
We will never understand the pain. I've been told that.
Carrying me for 9 months, and when I get off the show today.
I've been carrying you for 18 years. Come on.
I'm going to call her and just say, Mom, I want to say thank you on my birthday. Thank you. She is totally my best friend and has been there for me. You know, I can only imagine. I was never a mom. I've been a stepmom in my past. You know, we mother in different ways. But what that must be like, your life changes in that moment. You know, we have a friend that was a Red Bluff Roundup. She just had a baby. Come on. Courtney.
And
her voice, when she had that baby and she called in, do you remember hearing that voice?
Yep. Yeah.
That voice changed her life. When she had the baby a week and she called into her during Red Bluff Roundup. Anyway, today, sunny high with the temperatures around 93. Looks like our overnight lows will be around 58. Tomorrow, Thursday, calls for a high of 86. Overnight lows of 57. Beautiful clear skies ahead of us. 85. Saturday, 92. Sunday, 93. Just beautiful. There are really just like low winds, like maybe 5 to 7 miles per hour. No rain. We do have some scattered clouds, but that's good. Oh, yes. And the weather is brought to you by our friends in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned and operated. It's a veteran-owned business where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793, and they are standing by to help you with all your gas and propane needs. There you go.
There you go. And today we've got the Shasta County Sheriff's Office with us and Sergeant Dylan Skolma. Good morning, Sergeant.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Doing well. Happy to be here.
Yeah, well, we're happy you're here, too. We always love having the different branches, I guess you could say, of our law enforcement on. So, we have the city police. We have the sheriff's office. Or RPD and the sheriff's office and the DA. So we kind of try to cover all of that there during it. So tell us a little bit about you, Dylan.
Born and raised Shasta County. Left after high school. Went to
when you say Shasta County, you mean what part?
Redding area.
Oh, in the Redding area. Okay, cool.
Left after high school. Went to school in Sacramento. Realized pretty quickly that Shasta County is the place to be. Put myself through an academy and ended up working in Modoc County for a couple of years before I made it back.
Okay. Now, let's talk Modoc County because we're familiar with Modoc County. We have relatives that grew up in Alturas.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
and
we go to Cedarville every year.
Yeah, every year.
Love that
shoot
whole.
Squeaks and all that. So were you on the police department or the
sheriff's
office there in so that is as big as Shasta County is. But Modoc County has, did you ever feel like there was nobody out there when you were patrolling?
As far as citizens or as far as other cops?
Other police.
Both.
I mean, there's more. We all know there's more cows than people.
Yep.
In MoDOT County. But, I mean, did you ever feel isolated out there?
You know, I did. But I think I got some of the best experience law enforcement-wise that I could have by working in such an isolated area with limited resources. It really teaches you how to make the most of what you have, and you got to learn pretty quick. And, again, you do a lot because you're the only one there. You know, as far as investigations, you're gonna take stuff start to finish as opposed to be able to hand it off. So,
okay,
gained a lot of valuable experience there.
And the you know, the people you're working with, of course, the other law enforcement there. So if you came up on a let's just say a fatality, maybe could be, I guess, vehicular. So you would take it from the time you found it to get into the found the accident all the way through to the end.
Well,
is that what you mean? Or
Alturas had a highway patrol station.
Oh, okay.
So we had other allied agencies, obviously Alturas Police, Fish and Wildlife, Forest Service. There's quite a few different agencies that work in the area. Mm-hmm. Just numbers are not very high. So
yeah. Well, people don't realize that Fish and Game go through the same training.
And they do.
They also have the law enforcement powers to arrest and all that. Yeah, Fish and Game. Who was the other one, though? You said Fish and Game, well, the Highway Patrol, of course. But you said there was another one.
Alturas Police Department.
Well, Alturas Police.
Was also there. We had Forest Service.
Forest Service.
Rangers.
Do the Rangers have that same, or is that different?
So they're federal, but the county sheriffs can grant state peace officer powers to them. That's an agreement that's made to where they can enforce, you know, county or state laws.
Okay.
That's just an arrangement that's made county by county.
Okay, but that happens in cases. Okay.
Yep.
Well, it just gives you more backup, more people out there. Okay, great. Okay, so then from Alturas.
Came back to Shasta. Everybody seems to come home. So,
what was the biggest difference, I mean, just right at the beginning, between Alturas and Shasta County?
So the biggest difference I saw when I came back is, you know, calls for service. Obviously, the population in MoDOT County was a lot less, so you're going to have less calls for service generated. We didn't have a lot of calls when I was there, so it gave you a lot of time to figure out how to do police work proactively. When I came to Shasta, I think I probably went to more calls for service just on my time in training than I did in the 2 years that I worked up there.
Wow. I mean, I know Alturas is out there. We've been out there a lot.
Well,
down in Cedar. Did you ever get any calls over to Cedarville?
Yep.
Is that kind of a strange place sometimes?
At night it is.
Whoa. At night. Is that place? Yeah, it is, right?
Well, I
don't
know.
Cedarville is a nice little town, but it's kind of like,
we
I don't
go
know.
Up
there's
there
a lot of
for the squirrel, for the squirrel wars, and then we stay at the Cedarville Hot Springs. But at nighttime, I swear I am not kidding you. You hear things at night up there. And it's not just, I don't think that every now and then, you know, are you partying or are you dancing around a circle out there way in the desert? It's just like, I don't know.
A little strange.
Yeah.
It is strange out there. I'm good. I'm glad to hear somebody that worked
it. Not just my imagination.
They worked it. Okay, we're here with Sergeant Dylan Skoma, and from the Shasta County Sheriff's Department. When we get back, we're going to talk about the things he's done since he's been here and what he's in charge of. But Alturas, being a sheriff's deputy out in Alturas, had to be kind of a lonely job at times.
It was as busy as he made it.
Really? So did you spend a lot of time, obviously, driving? But you said the calls, there weren't that many calls for service. It's mainly because of the population, or do people have a tendency to take care of stuff themselves?
I think a lot of the folks that live there, they don't get to the point where they need to call.
You know,
people still talk to each other and handle their
issues. How interesting. That's a good point, that they're able to talk to each other so it doesn't become a situation where they have to call the police.
Right.
Or the sheriff's department. Great. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
comes with a lot of uncertainty, but where you receive your treatment should never be one of them. Many patients don't realize that they have a choice in their care. You don't have to leave Reading, and you don't have to settle for a rotating team of doctors who don't know your history. At Valor Oncology, you'll receive world-class cancer treatment with the same trusted team by your side every step of the way. Our Harvard-trained oncologist, leading female breast surgeon, and advanced technology rivaling top universities ensure that you get the best possible care right here at home. Tell your doctor you want to be referred to Valor Oncology because your treatment should be your choice. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
Celebrate another year with us this May for our 32nd year anniversary celebration at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll have daily drawings, giveaways, specials, and entertainment to fill your days with fun and excitement all month long. And a chance to win up to $300,000. You won't want to miss this. This will be our best year yet, May 1st through 31st. For complete promotion or event details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat, enjoy lively Celtic and folk music, feast like royalty, and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, $11 to $17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and Skip the Lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson. And Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente Chateau Maduro, handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Your parents, boys, you're dealing with the county sheriff. So I said, we can share if you want.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're calling about 8:18 in the morning here on the 21st of May. It's 68 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's a great time to find or start a career in the healthcare industry, and Shasta Regional Medical Center has opportunities available right now. Openings for a variety of backgrounds and experience levels, both full-time and part-time. And that, you'll get the benefits including medical insurance, tuition reimbursement, 401ks, and much more. For more information, go to ShastaRegional.com and click Careers in the main menu. And we're here with Sergeant Dylan Skolma from the Shasta County Sheriff's Department and who is in charge of the marijuana eradication team, or the Met. Not the place where they sing, but the Met here. But you're also in charge of SWAT. Now, we found out that Sergeant Skolma spent his formative years in Alturas in Modoc County, but it was a good place to learn. You're on your own, and you had to depend on yourself for a lot of things.
Yeah, it was, again, it limited resources, but really taught you how to spread your wings and figure things out. So,
cool. So then you came down here, and it was interesting. You said you had more calls during your training period here in the Shasta County Sheriff's Office than you had in all the 2 years you'd been in Modoc County.
Yeah, I don't have an exact count, but
it was close.
I feel like that'd be a fair estimation that I probably went to more in the first few months of being here than I did in 2 years there.
Okay. So when you started here, what did you do? Just a regular, because you had the experience, and they love getting lap moves in.
Correct. Yeah, I went to our South County Patrol Station, started out of there, and had everything in the county except Bernie and City of Shasta Lake.
Okay. Now, 60, was it, how many square miles are we? The city's 60 square miles, but the county is what?
It's mid-fives, close to 6,000, I believe.
6,000 square miles.
Correct.
And how many deputies do we have out there? On a shift, would you say?
It depends.
I know it's gotten better.
It has gotten much better. Yeah. It depends on how you break it down. You know, if you look at what South County is, when I came here in 2015, we would run anywhere for South County proper. We would run anywhere from 3 to 4 deputies and a sergeant. That's just assigned a patrol for South County.
And that was each shift?
That was each shift.
And how many shifts?
There's two. City of Shasta Lake has a swing shift.
Okay.
Bernie kind of has a swing shift.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a modified graveyard. So when I say we only had 3 deputies and a sergeant, or 4 deputies and a sergeant, that was just South County. We had, you know, City of Shasta Lake that had 2 and a supervisor, and Bernie had, you know, 2 and a supervisor.
Well, we went through a time here. We were having a heck of a time having deputies and keeping deputies.
Correct.
But it seems like every time I look at Facebook, you're welcoming in a new deputy.
Yeah, things have really taken a turn for the better as far as staffing, hiring, retention. It's a very merit-based agency to where if you come on and you perform, it's not so much looked at as how much time you have. It's what can you do? What is your performance? You know, what are your ambitions? And that's recognized and that's honored here.
Well, that's a good way of putting it. So it's a merit-based. If you've done a good job, you're going to continue to do a good job, and we want you in our police unit, our sheriff's department. When you started out, then you were on patrol for 2 years, and then you got involved in the marijuana, if I got this right, marijuana eradication team.
I did. So I came from...
Tell us about that, because to me... That's kind of fascinating because I know Siskiyou County, they've just been overrun. I mean, their sheriff's department's, good guys and everything, but they are just totally overrun. And one of the things that Sheriff Johnson said, he said, I'm going after them.
And Basenko.
Basenko said it, but when Mike was elected, or he was appointed first, said, I'm going after marijuana. And here you are, the lead investigator on that.
Yeah, so in 2016, left patrol, came over to it was called the Marijuana Investigation Team at the time. It was still a felony to cultivate for sales, everything. So I came over in 2016. I had some experience coming out of Modoc. The current sheriff in Modoc, Tex Dowdy, he was the task force supervisor up there when I was there. And he kind of took me under his wing, taught me some stuff about the narcotics world and started writing search warrants and whatnot. So I had some experience coming here that most folks with a couple years on didn't have yet.
Yeah.
So that kind of, that helped me get into that position. I came here with some rocks in my pocket and was able to secure that spot on the marijuana investigation team. So started doing that in 2016. And, you had Prop 64 coming down the pipe where they were pushing to legalize marijuana and whatnot. So it started off with a bang and then kind of fizzled out once the marijuana stuff was legalized. Nobody really knew what California was going to do with it. They didn't know what the criminal procedures were going to be, if it's even anything that's going to be prosecuted. And so towards the end of 2016, the marijuana team disbanded.
Well, and here's the hard part of this. They're legalizing the use of personal marijuana, but not selling it unless you run a dispensary.
Correct.
And so you would think, well, if people can get marijuana all they want, so all the legal, you know, illegal grows would go away. That wasn't the case, though.
It was not.
It was not the case. Because is it because of the cost of marijuana in these dispensaries is a lot higher because of all the taxing that they do to them? Or is it because we have a great place to grow marijuana up here in this area and it's going out of state all the time?
I think it's a combination of both the things you just both mentioned. Those. It's not lucrative to, or it's not as lucrative to go through a dispensary or to run a dispensary, you know, because of the taxes, because of the regulation that's there. So you're not going to make boatloads of money doing it legally. You can make a living, which obviously people do, because
some of them make a good living.
They go into the legal side and they do quite well, and they're following the rules.
And they have their own legal grow areas.
Correct.
And that, you're not concerned with that at all.
Not at all.
Of course not. But why do we see so many illegal grows?
You know, not actually being a part of it and not knowing what goes on behind the scenes, I can speculate that obviously it makes money. The investigations that we do, yes, we do see it grown here, and we do know it goes back east where, you know, the conditions are not as favorable to growing quality marijuana, so it's worth more. Supply and demand, just like any other commodity.
And is it because of the area up here? You know, like the what do they call it? The green or the emerald triangle?
The emerald triangle, yeah.
Because we can grow great marijuana out here. Move forward with this. And you said it was disbanded. The team was disbanded because of the legalization. Nobody really knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, nobody really knew what was going to go on as far as California's stance on it. So it was just a new era that we're moving into. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's been legalized for recreational use. There's still rules that apply, similar to alcohol, as far as, you know, needing to be 21 and open container laws for vehicles, things of that nature. So the marijuana team just kind of died in 2016. Fast forward to 2021 or 2022 when Sheriff Johnson came in, and he took a very firm stance on it. And he came to me and said, hey, you worked this. You were the last one that did. Can we do it again? Can we start a team back up? I said, absolutely.
And so you did.
We did.
So after you started and you ramped up again, what are some of the things that y'all were doing?
As far as getting the program back together or the enforcement side?
Yeah, getting the program back together and then the enforcement side.
So the infrastructure from the team was completely gone. Vehicles that were previously assigned to it, those had been, you know, reassigned to different divisions. The equipment, I mean, it was, like I said, it was shut down for almost 6 years. So a lot of it was logistical. You know, we need to, one, staff it, two, but how do you staff it without funding? The sheriff was able to secure funding through the Board of Supervisors. It seemed like everybody wanted this back because it was such a blight issue, also a safety issue with everything that was going on. So we had a lot of backing as far as funding the program and getting it back up to speed. But, again, what does that look like? Because we haven't done it for as long as we did.
Yeah.
So a lot of it was by the seat of your pants for, you know, the first year as we encountered issues, whatever those may be, whether that's criminal issue, logistical issue.
Yeah, and the laws had changed. Yeah.
So as we encountered those issues, you know, we discussed, hey, how do we get past this? How do we move through this? And we were able to work most of that out.
Now, was this your primary job?
Initially, I was still working patrol.
Right. So this was just a adjunct. Type of thing.
Additional duty.
Additional duty, yeah.
So getting it back up to speed yeah, it was a part-time deal for me. Days off, unplugging from patrol on certain days if we had search warrant services or whatnot, okay. And then going back to patrol after. So,
all right. Hey, we are here with Sergeant Dylan Scoma, which, by the way, is Sicilian.
It is.
So just be aware of that. Are you looking at him, honey? Do you see Sicilian there? Yes, I can see that. Look at those eyes. Okay, this is the first time that smile has reached his eyes since he's been here.
I asked him about, his grandfather immigrated, and they came to San Francisco, because I just find it fascinating. I love the whole, I read books, and I love the whole idea of how America and the life of the immigrant that came over from different parts of the world in order to create our America. Well, and we are a land of immigrants. So, and then the people who work so hard to have a better life for their family, that generation is amazing.
Well, the Italians and Sicilians were big in San Francisco, still are, and built the banking industry, if I remember right, a lot of the banking industry. So, it's not a surprise.
And fishing, and so much in San Francisco, and restaurants, and very big population.
8:30, we got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yeah, founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. Right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's, or Subway, if that's what you remember. I've been going there since the day I moved to Reading back in 2007. Never had a bad haircut. You can make an appointment there by calling them at 530-244-9478, and that's the way I roll. Make an appointment, come in, chit-chat with everybody, and if I've got extra time, hang out and listen about what's happening in town at Cypress Square Barbershop. It's not a hair salon, my friends. It's a barbershop and a great one. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Sergeant Dylan Scoma.
Experience Calling Wild and the Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal here, inviting you to come gather around the table with us tonight at 5 p.m. for an exciting time of sharing timing tricks and tempting morsels of culinary insights to help you expand your home meal menus and impress your family and friends. We've got flavor, food, and culinary facts right here on Cooking Like a Pro on KCNR Radio.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Anna Jay, Soul Punch, Ashley Black, and the Liquid Amber Band. Enjoy fun with the family with Redding Balloons and Face Painting by Squishy Doodle. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 18th annual Taste of Redding, Sunday, June 8th at the Sculpture Park at Redding City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofredding.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Prepare to awaken your taste buds and celebrate the joy of flavor at Wind River Resort and Casino's 11th annual Bacon and Brew Fest. On May 30th, experience a delightful fusion of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts while savoring local brews and enjoying the rhythm of a live band. Tickets for this tasty event are $25 plus fees. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino. And remember, bacon and brews are better at the river.
I always feel like somebody's watching me, and I'm so proud. Oh, oh, I always feel like.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Botts. Linda's birthday today, and I've got a full day plan. So if you need to get a hold of me, do it right after the show, because then you will never find me till tomorrow. Okay, and we're here with Sergeant Dylan Skolma from the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. Started out in Modoc County, and then came down after a couple of years there because he's a Redding guy. Came back down to the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, and after a couple of years on patrol, got into the marijuana. In that time, it was investigations team. And then, as he said, when all the laws changed, you know, that team kind of went away, and then Mike Johnson brought it back to 2021, something like that, 22, something.
21, 22, we started rebuilding.
And asked you to take the lead on this. And, is this like a target-rich environment, Dylan, out there?
So you have a combination of the weather, the resources being water, I wouldn't go as far to say clandestine sites, but private sites. We have a lot of rural area with vacant parcels, absentee owners that don't always check their property. So it's really just prime conditions for folks to come in and do trespass grows.
Oh, gosh, you hear these horrible stories. Somebody comes back to their property and they've got – not only do they have marijuana growing out there, they're using their water.
Correct.
Off their water main. So they turned off the water. And then the grower's coming up saying, you can't do that. Yes, I can. So it never got into a physical confrontation. But so you probably see a lot of that. Do we have, everybody says that marijuana is, quote, the gateway drug. And I was listening to you the other day about people, vaping, and then you can put CBD oil?
CBD or THC can all go into vape.
Can go into a vape cartridge, which is illegal, I guess, unless you buy it
from a dispensary.
But there's some vape shops around that were selling it that they found. Is this something that we might as well just say it's here? Well, it is here. It's legal. But does in your opinion, does it lead to other things? In your opinion, now.
I don't know that it leads to other things. I think that's, it's a choice to use narcotics in whatever fashion that is, whether it's one time, whether it's every day, that's just a choice that's made. Mm-hmm. Addiction is obviously a real thing. I've yet to see a drug that forces someone to use it. I think it's still a choice, but that choice is influenced by either that physical or that mental addiction to it. So, however they get to the point they get to, I'm not sure. It being a gateway, you know, I couldn't say one way
somebody
or the
told
other.
Me once, well, that, and then coffee is too.
Sure.
Because you drink it all the time. And,
sure.
And people can be addicted to caffeine, so, or nicotine.
Sure.
So all of those. And I like that answer. It's, you know, it comes back to that choice.
It's a choice.
Do you, and this is kind of your opinion from watching this and being, you know, being part of this so much, is, you know, we have this problem with the homeless, as, you know, America does. And so much of it is because of addiction to either alcohol or drugs. Do you think that, you know, programs that start in elementary school is a way to go, you know, and trying to educate the kids, trying to, you know, show them that this is what you can do without drugs?
So I think any drug prevention program, any activity league or, you know, whatever group or organization wants to come in, the sooner the better, obviously. Education is one of the biggest parts, you know.
Uh-huh.
I think, you know, starting too young, they may not understand what it is or understand the consequences of it, may not be able to wrap their head around that. But I think once, you know, I would say middle school, late middle school or high school, where they're starting to see it because maybe some of their friends are, you know, partaking. But I think you can really wrap your head around it at that point. And I remember growing up, going through high school, and some of the most impactful stuff that I saw was before and after photos. I can't remember exactly, you know.
Is this the ones people on
just different
speed,
drugs, you know, methamphetamine or alcohol, cocaine, you know. And they showed, now looking back, it was booking photos, you know. The first time the person was arrested, their booking photo, and then, you know, 2-3 years later, a booking photo, and it's just sad, you know.
We don't see that enough, because I remember seeing those too, but I haven't seen those in a while. Maybe you do, because, you know, in your job.
Yeah, you just see the decline, you know, it's only a couple of years, but the person looks like they've aged, you know, 20 years.
They're missing a tooth.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, it is horrible. That, yeah, you can... 5 years, starting drugs, 5 years later.
Sure, and what positive has happened in that 5 years? You know, you could probably pull those people in and be like, tell me something positive that's happened since you started using. And I feel like you'd be hard-pressed for any of them to have a success story. I don't think that is going to exist.
Well, I think, you know, something like that, I think that could reach your 12-year-olds easy.
Sure.
10, 12-year-olds, because they're using it now.
Well, they can physically see.
And they can see it,
it's
and
tangible.
Understand it. Yeah. Do I want to do this in my life? Now, you're head of the Shasta Interagency Narcotics Task Force. You're the supervisor on this. So we've gone beyond marijuana then.
Correct.
And I'm seeing some pretty significant bust out there that y'all are doing.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of narcotics that move through Shasta County. Interstate 5 is the main vein for all of that stuff moving north. You know, historically, Sacramento, Modesto, Fresno, those were the major footholds for drugs coming in Northern California, or what most people would consider Northern California. And we've been doing our best to keep Redding from becoming a hub city for distribution. Again, it's nonstop work. It's like whack-a-mole. You get one major dealer, and another one pops up and takes their place. And as long as we keep the pressure on and make it uncomfortable for them, they're not going to be able to establish that strong foothold.
I remember Rob Pelletti, former police chief here, coming up out of Sacramento. On the first time he was on the show, he says, heroin is on its way. We weren't having a big heroin problem. He said, it's on its way. He says, you see it here. It's just a matter of time before it gets to Redding. And then we got into meth and now fentanyl.
Right.
And I just saw it was you all or somebody just had a fentanyl bust, and it was along the freeway up here. And I always wonder that they pull somebody over and all of a sudden they've got pounds and pounds of stuff in their car. Is there something that identifies these cars? I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, hey, we got a tip on this. But, I mean, when they get pulled over, is it just something that an officer, through his experience, and he's looking at them, goes, there's something wrong here.
So a lot of the guys that will work the highway, whether that's Highway Patrol, yeah. whether that's, you know, Redding, Anderson, us, yeah. everybody has people that will, you know, spend some time out on the highway.
Sure.
And you can notice driving behaviors or physical behaviors. There's certain indicators when a normal person sees a cop car on the side of the highway, they act a certain way. Well, you see something different from someone else, and you know that's a clue. Maybe I should find a violation on that car and, you know, pull it over and see what's going on. So it's a lot of observation.
But you've got to have a violation. You can't just pull them over.
No, you have to have some kind of violation.
Something there. Can you find a violation on my truck? Do you think? Probably, maybe.
It just depends. It depends. Yeah. If you don't have a mechanical violation, sometimes you'll get a moving violation. You know, you could have a pristine car, but you get behind them and
they're doing something.
Yeah. They'll do something. It's just you don't know until you try.
You know, and you know the thing is, people go, well, you know, all of a sudden they go, well, you're just pulling them over. Well, you're pulling them over for a specific reason that you can give a ticket for.
Correct.
You can't just say, well, he looks like it, or she looks like it.
No,
now, it's got to be something like that, and that's what people need to understand. And then you start dealing with the person. Then you call, you know, maybe get a dog or whatever to come in there.
Sure.
So, a lot of this from everybody we talked, it all comes down to experience and the level of experience they have out there.
Yep.
So, we're here with Sergeant Dylan Skoma, who is head of the CINTEF supervisor, the Interagency Task Force for Narcotics here. And they've been active lately. Well, they've been active for a while, but it just seems like you'll go through cycles, like you said. You'll see more, and it kind of slows down because they're busting everybody up there. And how they're trying to keep Redding and Shasta County safer from narcotics and including marijuana eradication. So we'll be right back.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change in your home or business? Let us be your design partner at Design Time and Tile. We have a large in-stock selection of Shaw carpet, Shaw luxury vinyl tile and hardwood flooring, granite and quartz countertops, and more. From materials to fabricators to installers, we have the largest showroom selection in the North State, plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time for your free consultation at designtime.store or call 241-8693. Voted best in the North State. Join us for the annual Strawberry Festival this weekend at West Valley High School. We're serving up pancake breakfast, arts and craft booths, displays of antique tractors, classic cars, hot rods, trucks, motorcycles, lots of free entertainment, and of course, our famous generous helpings of strawberry shortcake and ice cream. It's fun for all, and admission and parking are free. This Saturday and Sunday, West Valley High School on Happy Valley Road in Cottonwood.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Gold Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year
to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Come down to Spin That Wheel and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $300,000 anniversary Swipe to Win draw. Come spin the super prize wheel for a chance to win up to $300,000 and more. Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday through May, starting at 7 p.m. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, and I'm honored to bring world-class breast cancer care right here to Reading at Fowler Oncology. With expertise in advanced surgical techniques, including skin-sparing and nipple-sparing mastectomies, oncoplastic surgery, and hidden scar techniques, I focus on achieving the best possible medical and cosmetic outcomes for my patients. I also specialize in benign and malignant disorders of the breast and high-risk screening and genetic counseling, helping women to make informed decisions about their health. At Valor Oncology, you won't see a rotating door of doctors. You'll see the same expert team who truly knows your history and walks with you through every step of your journey. Your care is personal to us because we are part of this community just like you. If you or a loved one needs breast cancer treatment, ask your doctor to refer you to Valor Oncology because you deserve the best. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in ready, focused on you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Even though we didn't get our hump day. That started with Sheriff Mike Johnson, said he loved it. So, okay, no, it's too late now.
I had it pulled up earlier, but there was just too many other good songs I had.
Yeah, okay. Hey, we're here with Sergeant Dylan Skoma, who is the with Shasta County Sheriff's Department. He heads up SINTEF, it's the Interagency Task Force for Narcotics Eradication. So he's the supervisor, and we've heard about it. He started out, he's a local man that started out in Alturas, or in Modoc County, and came down here 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
10 years ago. But you're also in charge of the SWAT team. And tell us a little bit about that, because it's not, when people hear SWAT, movies, all this kind of stuff. What's it take to be on the SWAT team?
So, one, you have to be with a law enforcement agency,
yeah.
And that agency has to have a SWAT team. So, not every agency does. Some
uh-huh.
have interagency teams. We have an interagency team, so Anderson Police Department participates in our team and has team members.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's, there's a tryout where you have to pass a physical test, an oral board, a shooting test, and that gets you on the team. Once you're on the team, you have a probationary period where you'll spend, it's usually around a year, learning,
mm-hmm.
are you teachable and can you learn? And so that gives us a chance to look at that individual, make sure they're a good fit. And then, close to the end of that year, you'll go to a basic SWAT school, which is a 2-week course, post-certified course.
And where's that at?
They're all over.
Okay.
Generally, our guys will go to a course in Sacramento. We've had a few go to Alameda. It just depends wherever's hosting it around that time frame. And then once they finish the course, then they are certified by the state to be on a SWAT team.
Okay, so they've got to be state certified.
Correct.
And then, but this is an additional duty.
It is. For the sheriff's office, it's a collateral duty. It's not a full-time team.
Right. So being in charge of the team, you've got to make sure their training's up.
Correct.
Because you've got to be checking, I'm sure you've got to be checking off boxes and say that, yeah, we've done this type of training, we've done this and this and this, to be on the team. When is SWAT usually called out?
So the basic cookie cutter answer to that is when the problem exceeds the training, or equipment for patrol.
Okay.
We essentially would be activated when the patrol can't handle whatever it is.
And situations, that's like a barricaded person.
Barricaded, hostages. Yeah. You know, a lot of people say active shooter. Realistically, an active shooter response is going to be patrol.
Yeah.
By the time a SWAT team gets activated.
Yeah, and they've got, and the active duty shooting scenarios and the responses have changed a lot
over
the years.
They have. A lot of our specialized training is being pushed down to patrol.
Yeah.
And that is to make them better and be able to respond more efficiently.
Well, it used to be, if you remember back when the first big shooting happened there in Colorado.
Correct.
That they cleared the buildings to get, before they got there. And now, from what I understand from both Redding and Shasta County, is when you show up there and if it's an active shooter, that you're going after them right then.
Yes.
You don't wait. You just go straight to the sounds of the guns.
Correct.
Yeah. Which to me makes sense. And I'm sure it made sense to the officers. But it's also, it puts you all under a lot of pressure going into a situation like that.
I think that's something that, you know, all of us as law enforcement, you know, it's an inherently dangerous job. We all know that. We wake up every day and we still come back. So I think that's something that everybody's considered, come to peace with. And, you know, ultimately that's our job is to save lives.
So you've been here for what, 10 years? On the Shasta County, you're living down here now. You've got some pretty prestigious spots here, being in charge of CINTEF and in SWAT. Is it a and then you were on the but you're also a firearms instructor.
I am
on that. So, how often do our law enforcement, the sheriff's office, how often do they go back through for requals and shooting?
So we have biannual qualification. But we have monthly training. So we shoot every month. January and June or July, we'll have our biannual qualifications.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very active as far as firearms proficiency, firearms training, defensive tactics, all the stuff that, you know, potentially can be used every day.
Mm-hmm.
We're very on top of those training programs.
And then in your SWAT training, you've got even more specialized training.
Correct.
For that. In close quarters. And then you're in sniping like that. Because that's what people think about. And, you know, SWAT. And you're committed with SWAT things and all this. But there's snipers, you know, 150 snipers surrounding the whole area.
There's different collaterals within the team, different specialty assignments.
Well, from what I understand, when and I could be wrong, but when President Trump, when they tried to, you know, when they shot him, that the sniper that got the guy wasn't assigned to the Secret Service. It was somebody else, another agency around there is the one that got him. So I was just wondering if that was a local guy or if it was not. Probably not.
I'm sure it'll all come out at some point.
At some point, maybe. So what would you tell young men and women about coming to work for the Shasta County Sheriff's Department? And this is your last question. We're about finished. You've done great.
One, it's a great agency to work for. The sheriff's done a phenomenal job of making an environment where you feel valued, your work's recognized. And again, like I said in the beginning, it's a very merit-based agency. You show up, you work hard, you perform, you're going to be supported. You may not always get everything you want, but that's with any job. But you will get most of what you want. It's a very rewarding career. It's a thankless career, but it's very rewarding at the same time. If you can make a difference in, you know, one person's life, that may be enough to keep you the whole time. But you get the opportunity to make a difference in a lot of people's lives. And so that,
again, is
very rewarding.
So is that what drives you?
Since promoting, my biggest motivator now has been transferring my experience and knowledge to the people I work with. It's not about me anymore. It's not about, you know, the accolades or, you know, the cool things that I've been able to do. It's now taking my experience and sharing that with people that I work with and watching them blossom. Or, you know, become self-sufficient. And they're bringing their stuff to the table, their experience, their training, And then I give them mine, and they're even better. And, you know, and that's a win for me at the end of the day when I can look at, you know, one of my detectives or one of my team members on SWAT and go, you know what, that guy's way better than I was, and he's going to be way better than I am. And that's awesome. That's a win for me.
That is a win. You're making somebody better.
The succession planning is only going to benefit everybody. So if they're outperforming you, you're doing your job.
Sergeant Dylan Skoma.
Thank you for being
here. Yeah, thanks for joining us today. It was a great interview. That's a great way to close the show. Okay, everybody, have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow morning to wake you up and get you off to work. God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.